1926 was the height of the harbor, flat out. We exported 1.4 billion board feet of lumber out of here. To my knowledge, that record's never been touched today.
Actually, the Aberdeen Museum of History in Grace Harbor, Washington, says it was closer to 1.1 billion board feet of lumber. Either way, it's a heck of a lot of wood. Hi, I'm Jennifer Wing, and the other voice you just heard belongs to 62-year-old Tim Quigg. We met over burgers and fries at Clark's Restaurant on Highway 101 just south of Aberdeen in southwest Washington. Tim grew up here when just about anyone could get a good job that paid well.
We're guys in a plywood mill. They'd make, you know, 11 bucks an hour back in 73 or whatever it was. It was a lot. And an engineer was making five. The jobs were union wages, had benefits, retirement. They had meal tickets. Whether you're in a cannery, a fishing boat, a plywood mill, a shake and everything. And with the advancing of technology and a changing economy, those industries really went away.
The nail in the coffin for the logging industry was when the federal government declared thousands of acres of forest off limits in order to protect the spotted owl, a pint-sized bird that prefers to live in really old trees. When these protections were put in place more than 25 years ago, it was man against bird. The owl won, sort of. Its numbers are still really low, and logging communities like Grace Harbor lost even more jobs and hope.
And if you lose hope, you'll go anywhere you can to find a better day, to dream. There's an old saying, what a sailor won't do in a storm.
Last November, like many economically depressed areas across the country, Grays Harbor, a part of the state that's known for being true blue Democrat, voted for Donald Trump. It was the first time the county went Republican since 1928, back when the people here voted for Herbert Hoover. Today on Sound Effect, just one day after the presidential inauguration of Donald Trump, we're all about flipping the script, whether it's a changed political landscape or seeing someone in a different role than we're used to. These stories and more just ahead. But first, let's spend a little more time in Grace Harbor. Trump's win here came as a big surprise. In political circles, this place is talked about as if it's surrounded by a huge, blue, impenetrable wall. Well, that wall cracked. How do people feel now that this big shift is happening? And what does this vote mean for this community? For Democrats, the Trump vote is definitely injecting some focus and enthusiasm into the local party. This is the monthly meeting of the Grays Harbor Democratic Party. It's held in an old wooden building in Aberdeen, and most of the people here are the gray-haired set, and they're pumped.
I think we're at a point where we need to pull together, not only our counties, but the party. Environmentalists, trade unions, Hillary people, Bernie people. It's time to pull it together. We have a common enemy in Donald Trump.
Jeff Engels from Jefferson County is making the case for why he should be on one of the committees that will rebuild the party's platform at the state level.
We cannot allow the Republican Party to have the working class like they just did here and trick them into their side. Thanks.
Before we get into the reasons why Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton in Grays Harbor County 49-42%, here's a snapshot of how this place is struggling. The unemployment rate in Grays Harbor hovers around 8.5%. That was Seattle's unemployment rate during the height of the Great Recession. More than 60% of kids in public schools are on free and reduced lunch. More than half of the students, and you have to be really poor to get a free meal in public school. Poverty, not enough jobs, these are issues traditionally owned by Democrats. After Trump's victory, one Seattle newspaper columnist stopped short of calling the voters in Grays Harbor stupid for voting against their own interests. But did they? Vinnie Samuel is a Democrat. She came to the United States from India when she was 7. She moved to Montesano, just east of Aberdeen along the Chehalis River, after graduating from law school. Today, she's the town's mayor. For her, Trump's victory is a slap in the face.
And I think that we probably deserved it, and I think we needed it.
Vinnie says the challenges her constituents are facing remind her of a child she mentored who never did her homework, a seemingly simple task.
And she was saying how No, she had to take care of her siblings. And I said, well, what about in the evening when your mom gets home or your dad gets home? Oh, no, my mom goes out. And so what do you do? Well, then I do the laundry, and then I lie on the thing, and then I'm too tired to do homework, and I get up, I have to make the breakfast, whatever, whatever. And she went on. And I'm sitting here, and I'm realizing, I was thinking about school breakfast, and I was thinking, no kid is able to think unless they're fed and they can sleep. And so our electorate is sort of like that. If we're not meeting their basic needs, they're not going to be thinking about the environment or different social things. We have to meet their basic needs.
The Democrat Party in this area is beholden to a left liberal agenda promulgated by Seattle liberals that does not reflect the values of the people of this area.
This guy is Jim Walsh. He's part of the change from blue to purple. He's as tall as his voice is deep. He and his wife, Jamie, are raising 5 kids. They live in an old house in the hills above downtown Aberdeen that they're slowly restoring. The home is rumored to have been built for the Boeing family 100 years ago when the planes were made of wood sourced from the forest nearby. Jim is a Republican who won his first election in November. He's now a state representative for the 19th District.
I really want to emphasize this didn't start with Trump. Starting about 4 years ago, we had 2 Republican county commissioners in this county out of a 3-person board. You know, that was several years ago now that that happened. You know, I think the people who live here are tired of the talk and they really want economic development. They want to try something new. And since it's a place that culturally has always been conservative but traditionally voted Democrat, something new means vote for the other guys.
Down the hill from Jim is Gray's Harbor Wine Cellars, a wine bar. Karen Rowe, who grew up here, runs the community gathering space with her husband, Ryan.
When we first opened the shop down here, so many people looked at us and they came in with sad eyes and said, oh gosh, well, you know, almost patting us on the head. Good luck to you, a wine shop in Aberdeen. Okay, that's a sweet thought.
That was 4 years ago. Today, business is good. A local brewery is opening up next door. Karen is a registered Democrat. She supports gay marriage. She's pro-choice.
I also, though, am for gun rights. I'm from Grays Harbor County, after all. So while we may all be Democrats, we all want our guns. So it's a fine line.
Karen usually votes for Democrats and Republicans 50-50 down her ticket, but at the top, she's voted for Republican presidents, and this last election was no different.
Well, really, the reason for voting for Trump in my world is because as a small business owner, my number one priority was the economy. We've been doing the same thing over and over again. It's not working, and it hasn't been working. We need to change it, and maybe that means that we need to put some Republicans in office. I'm excited to see the change, and you know what? It's elections. If it doesn't work out, guess what? In 4 years, we can vote again.
Not blue, not red, purple. This is what most of us are. You can't place Karen's political views neatly in a box. Hers would have to have all sorts of angles and secret drawers. Trump won hands down in this part of the state. Still, in her own shop, a place where people have long conversations while they sip glasses of chilled Chardonnay and port with cherry undertones, Karen doesn't talk about how she voted with her customers. She says Trump voters are shamed and bullied. One person, after finding out Karen voted for Trump, called her an enemy.
They knew how I had voted, and in fact, on election night, they were down here. They had voted for Hillary. They were physically upset. They were crying. They were not happy with the outcome. And myself and another person that had voted for Trump were down here and consoling them. And they've since brought that up time after time, calling us enemies. I've had people call us just horrible things. You don't really know what you're doing. How do you like that your president is doing certain things or that he said certain things? And if Hillary had won, I would not look at someone and say, you're now my enemy. You're not my enemy. You're a person that voted for Hillary. You have your reasons. I have my reasons. It just kind of is what it is.
Representative Jim Walsh thanks Karen and the rest of the Trump supporters in Grays Harbor. They knew exactly what they were doing when they cast their votes.
People don't vote stupidly. The people who care to vote, vote carefully. I believe in the wisdom of crowds. The voters are generally on to something. And when they vote for a candidate, they're sending a message to leadership of all sorts. And I think they did that effectively this time here.